This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
That's the dude.
Don't go making no more your moves. Round and do.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Brian's going to read some text here in just a moment. What's this music? It's not bad. What is it?
Oh, Quincy Jones.
Very sharp. I like it. Each new student at Maryville is assigned a life coach who's a knowledgeable resource for academic advising, mentoring, campus networking, career guidance, and all things Maryville. All right. Brian, what do we have interesting on the text lines there?
Kind of tough to tell Big Al to drink bleach when he's giving kudos to charity, so I'll just tell him to take a bleach enema. Carlos Danger.
Gosh. All right. Still remember headlines in paper. Fans blue as red goes. Well, that's a great headline. Let's see. What else?
Senior salute after the game. Who is there to salute even if they win? Mistake by Slew, says the 314.
It's another issue there, guys, because a lot of people, you know, it's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, want to get home.
What if they win by 30? It's like out of hand, 10 minutes to go in the second half. Slew's up by 30 points.
Well, you call a timeout and you do a quick minute.
You just do it
during that 60-second timeout.
Can we have the parents come down right away, please? Get those roses out. All right. Anything else there that's interesting?
Someone's saying you are the Jim Nance of sports radio.
All right.
Don't know what that means.
Take it as a compliment.
Here we go. You'll like this. Listening to Big Al is like listening to Bunchy Donovan. Awkward and uncomfortable.
Bunchy. Oh, yeah. For people who don't know that, he is Ray Donovan's brother, who's a little dopey. Would you characterize him like that, Plowsy?
See, we used to have a Ray Donovan segment on TMA where we talked about it. I've never seen it, though.
Oh, really?
I just go about what the texters and Tim has seen it. I have yet to watch the series. You hype it up, and you do have good recommendations. Me and you are kind of
on the
same wavelength with The Handmaid's Tale and things like that. So I will check it out eventually.
Yeah. In fact, I got a kick out of the Michael Cohen testimony last week when they called him a fixer. I mean, that's what Ray Donovan is. But I think Ray Donovan's way cooler than Michael Cohen, I got to tell you. All right, there's a couple things that are not really sports related. Do you guys know, in fact, you can look at a picture of her, the actress by the name of Holland Taylor. She played Charlie Sheen's mom in Three's...
Two and a Half Men.
Two and a Half Men.
Yep.
Okay, she's kind of an interesting lady and a lot of fun. Do you realize that she is involved in a relationship with a very attractive female actress who's 31 years younger?
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Paulson. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either was gay, and I certainly didn't know they were dating each other.
Sarah Paulson is kind of in everything now, it seems like.
She is, and she's good at everything, isn't she?
Yeah, she just kind of has... She was in, Bird Box for, 90 seconds.
Yeah,
She just has some small roles every now and again, and then the big roles. I did not know that. Well, good for them.
I didn't know that the mom was, because the mom, certainly in the show, have you ever watched the show?
I was never really a fan of
the show. Oh, the Two and a Half Men, yeah. She's a good character.
Yeah,
she's funny.
And she plays the role of a tramp, kind of. She's always sleeping with every guy she meets.
Has that kind of younger Betty White vibe to where she's super funny, even at her elder age, still
really
fun-loving.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, more power to you. You know, you find love at all the weirdest places.
I always wondered, did she become one really late, or was she a lifelong?
I'm not seeing how I judge it would be. I'm not seeing a former husband or any children. So I would imagine maybe just by default that she probably, been a lesbian for quite some time. Now let me check Sarah Paulson.
Good to see that May-December relationships aren't just for straight couples.
Right.
We got that. Got it all around. Good for
them. All right. Now I'm going to tell you the most interesting thing you'll hear during this two-hour program that I'm on. All right. Now, you guys are young enough that you'll remember the second one, but it'll tie in. You got to hear me out.
Okay.
And there's a little NBA flavor to it, a little St. Louis flavor to it.
Where is this going?
Okay.
So we just finished talking about like a lesbian couple with a wide age group. I'm curious now how this is more interesting.
This is kind of a relationship thing too. All right. It's not hardcore sports. We're not breaking down wins above replacement here. This is interesting. So do you guys remember the name Johnny Parker?
Yeah. Yeah.
Webster Groves basketball star went to Mizzou. They won a state championship at Webster. In fact, I was on the broadcast that game. So now here's the thing. So Johnny Parker had a father who went to Central High School in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was Johnny Parker Sr. I'm not sure if they had the exact same middle name. But anyway, Johnny Parker, the older one at Central, was like this 6'8" dominating shot blocker with a big afro. And he was just compelling to watch. And he came out to this. I remember I was a freshman. He was a senior. I said, oh, my God, Johnny Parker's here. And he was throwing these shots by Stepanovich and Dresser, just blocking everything. In fact, I think he beat DeSmet before the 63-game win streak began. So anyway, he went to SLU for a year, and he averaged like 10 a game, first team all-conference as a freshman. And then he had an academic issue, and he left, and he went to Missouri Southern. And nobody had ever heard from him again. So I remember talking with Johnny Parker Jr. when we did stories. And I said, so what's up with your dad? And he says he lives in Atlanta. Ooh. I said, okay. So I just haven't thought about him in a long time. So last night I see Johnny Parker, the older one's former teammate at Central, Richard the Bird Hamilton, who I was a teammate of at UMSL. So he and I are talking for a while. And I said, what about Johnny Parker? What's up with him, the older one? And he says, Frank, you'll never believe this. He goes, do you know that he is the father of Derek Flavors?
Oh, really?
First round draft choice, McDonald's All-American. Okay.
Georgia Tech.
Utah, yeah. And Georgia Tech, which is in Atlanta, so you can see the connection there. And so last night, as soon as I get home, I'm Googling pictures of Derek Flavors. And you can see, because you guys know what Johnny
Favors?
Parker looks
Favors,
like.
Favors, right? Derek Favors?
Favors, excuse me. Okay. F-A-V-O-R-S. You can see he does look kind of like Johnny Parker. He has that kind of a little bit longer face, handsome guys. But I can see Johnny Parker Sr. in him. And I said, well, why hasn't this ever been? He goes, it was out in some kind of article. And the mom never let Johnny kind of be a part of his son's life. I guess there was a strained relationship. But, you know, 6'8", and kind of looks alike. But how about that? St. Louis have a connection.
Okay,
in the NBA.
Derek Favors was the third overall pick in the 2010 NBA draft. He's still in the league in Utah.
Yeah, averaging like 10, 7.
What is his career earnings? Guess.
Okay.
44 million?
I'll go 50.
67, not including the $16.9 million he's making this year and next year.
He makes $16 million.
Wow. That's why the father wants to stay in touch.
Yeah. You know? He signed a two-year, $37.6 million deal with Utah last July.
Wow. That's... that's incredible.
Good for him.
Yep. NBA just pays.
Utah's kind of on the up and up now all of a sudden, right?
Oh,
they've
Quinn.
Picked things up, yeah.
Quinn's a hot coach.
Well, they got off to a really bad start, too, and they've turned it around.
All right, let's the prodigal is just so – oh, my God, he's just the worst. All right, I love you, though. We'll take a break. Martin Kilcoyne and Chris Kerber.